speak from it. They want to be mafresh shumas and maisus right now. So he said that the issur shani yosud lomud should be given over to Yeshua. Rashi says it means Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, Shoima b'Svinoi, and he was a Levi, and he took maisur rishon. So he wanted to give the maisur rishon to Yeshua. Now I, the Teiris, are back home. So where's the Nesina? How is he giving over the maisur rishon to the Levi to Yeshua? He said, "Umekoymoi muskaloi." And I'm renting to you the place back home, I'm renting to you the property on where the Paris are. So again, like you own that property. So therefore the Paris, the Maaseh Sheni, would be coming to you for the King in Chotzer. Rashi says, "V'kibu b'menu shom schar hamokim," and he paid the rent for it. So therefore, since you rent the property, it's like you own the property, therefore the property would be coming to you for the King in Chotzer. Now the Yisr Acha Sheni Yosud Lomud Nosom Yakiru Ben Yosef. He was the gabbai of the Maaseh Oni. So he said the Maaseh Oni that I have to give away, I want to give away to Akavi Ben Yosef. For the name. And again, I, the Paris, were back home. How could he give it to him here on the ship? That my place back home and my property, the place where the Paris are, I'm renting to you that property. So therefore, the property where the Paris are belongs to you. Therefore, the Paris are coming to you with a king. Now the question is, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Bitsat Sadeyu, Shurangamlu, are you? Were they on the side of the field of Rabbi Gamliel? They hand now with Rabbi Gamliel on the ship. So they're not next to the field. So even though they like rented the field, they own that field, how was the field though kind of for them? The Teiris, the Chura, they're not aiming, it's not so they it's like the Chotzer Shem Mishtameris, it shouldn't be kind of for them. So really Teiris has asked the question, like where were these Teiris? They were in Rabbi Gamliel's house. So in his house, it's like the Mishtameris, it was watched inside his house. So anyway, the Chotzer is called the Chotzer Mishtameris. The Teretz Kais says it's Poshet. That the mice, what Rabbi Gamliel did now, he like rented to Rabbi Yeshua the place where the Paris were. So to get like Rabbi Yeshua now owns a little bit of property in the middle of the house of Rabbi Gamliel. So his little property that he owned is not watched for him. True, the whole house is watched, but it's being watched for the owner, for Rabbi Gamliel, for his people. It's not being watched for the new owner that's renting this little piece of property here. So even though Rabbi Yeshua is paying rent now, to rent his little piece of land there, and where the Paris are on, but still, how could he be conning his Paris right now? And you're telling me now it only helps if the owner is standing there. And the Chorahid, they weren't standing there. So you see, even though they're not standing on the side of the field, still your Chotzer is conning for you. So Marian says back and says, Omalais, he said back to them, the Mihaim Rabbon, like how great are these Rabbonin, they're acting like they didn't learn anything yet. In other words, it's not a kasha. Why? Because Kiyosu Lissu, when they came to Surya, Omalu, they said over, Hochi Yamalula. This is what Ula said, this is what they asked him. And Omalu, whom Rabbonin? The Rabbonin said back like this, Rabbi Gamliel, Metaltali Agav Mikakoi, Hikna Lahem. There's no kashi altogether. What Rabbi Gamliel did was, true, Rabbi Gamliel wanted to take off Maaseh Rishon and Maaseh Oni and to give it to the Levi, give it to the Gabi of the Aniyim here. The question was, the Paris are not here on the ship, the Paris are back home. So what he did was, he made a Kinyan Agav. He was maknet to them, he rented to them some land. So now, Kinyan Agav is, once I give you land, I also have a right to give over to you Metaltalim wherever they are. The Kinyan Agav. So that was the Kinyan, not the Torah's Kinyan Chotzer. If it had to go off Chotzer, or Chotzer only helps, if the Chotzer is Mishtameris, if this property would have been watched for Rabbi Yeshua, and this property was not watched for Rabbi Yeshua, it was only watched for Rabbi Gamliel. So what Rabbi Gamliel did was, he was makted to them the caricature with the Kinyan Chiris, but the Paris he gave to with the Kinyan Agav. We know if I sell you property and Paris, and Metaltalim, even if the Metaltalim are not on top of the Karaka, even if the Metaltalim are someplace else, but there's such a Kinyan Agav, that if I give over to you my property, Agav, the property, you also receive the Metaltalim. So therefore here there's no proof. It could be for Kinyan Chotzer, you need Oymid B'tzad Sadeyu. But here the way of Gamliel gave it over was not with the Kinyan Chotzer, but rather with the Kinyan of Agav. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel Metaltali Agav Mekakoi Hiknu Lehem. So Mar says, Rabbi Zera Kibla. Rabbi Zera accepted this question. He accepted the answer. There's no kasha for me about Oymid B'tzad Sadeyu. Here it was different. It wasn't a Kinyan Chotzer. Here was a Kinyan Agav. Rabbi Abba Lo Kibla. Rabbi Abba did not accept this teretz. So Mar says, Omar Rabbi says, Shapa Rabbi De Lo Kibla. It's very good where Rabbi Abba did not accept this teretz. Why? Because this can't be the pshat that Gamliel was matter to them the Teirus with the Kenyan Agaf. Like if it's a question just to be kind of to give over these Teirus, so Bechlal, let him make a Kenyan Sudar. We'll take out his handkerchief and say, listen, give me, like Rabbi Yeshua should have given him a Gamliel's handkerchief. And with a Kenyan Chalipin, since Rabbi Gamliel has been kind of the handkerchief, Agav Zeh, Rabbi Yeshua is kind of back to Teirus. Like what, they have to give over the property all to the other poor, why didn't they make a Kenyan Suda here? So what do you have to answer? Ella, what you have to answer is like this. Toivis hano, enoi momin, litmes v'meno mechalipin. Like this Rabbi Gamliel, he had Maisa Sheni at home, and he had Maisa Rani at home. Now, does he really own it? He doesn't own the Maisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon you have to give to Levi. He only has Toivis hano in it. Toivis hano means that maybe somebody will pay him some money to give it to this Levi. So it's considered like you have a Ksas ownership in the Maiserishin. But you don't really own the Maiserishin, the mumness of the Maiserishin. It's like Shevet HaLevi. So, since Rabbi Gamliel does not own the real Maiserishin, he cannot be maknerit to the Levi with a Kinyan Sudu. A Kinyan Sudu is only if I'm giving you over something I really own. But since they only have Tevis HaNor in it, it's not strong enough to have a Kinyan Chalipin. If so, that's the reason why he did not make a Kinyan Chalipin. I'll tell you, Hochinami, the same svar applies. The same svar should be that Toivis Hano does not help, in other words, you don't have enough Kenyan here to give over this metatlim with a Kenyan Agav. So that this cannot be the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, that he was makna the karka to Rabbi Yeshua, and with the Kenyan Agav, since Rabbi Yeshua is kind of the karka, Agav, the Kenyan karka, is also kind of the metatlim. Because since these metatlim are Maiserish and Maiserani, which Rabbi Gamliel does not have a real schus in it, it's only Toivis Hano, it's not strong enough a moment to have Kinyonim of Agav. So if so, Luchur, the only Kinyon really had to work here was Kinyon Chotzer. Kinyon Chotzer is that I'm giving over my property to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua owns it. Now that Rabbi Yeshua, not really owned it, his Muski was renting it. Schiris is Kanya. Now that he's renting it, so from Mitzvah, the Dove Hetka falls into his Rishus, he's kind of a terrorist Kinyon Chotzer. So it's not the Pshat of the Gamliel is like being Machnerit, but the Pshat is he's being Zecher in it because it's in his Chotzer. So again, if it goes with Teres Chotzer, then we have our Kasha. How was Rabbi Yeshua Kona the pay with the Kinyan Chotzer? Luchur, it's not by Yudhi Tatsudayu. Now the Gemara says no. The Gemara says now, Velohi. No, it's not true. In other words, you have no proof here. That really it could be that the Kinyan was a Kinyan Agav, maybe. Not Kinyan Chotzer, but Kinyan Agav. The question is, if it's a Kinyan Agav, so how come we needed the Kark altogether? Why didn't he give over the Matnas Aniyim here, or the Maiserishin with the Kinyan Chalipin? That was the Kasha. So let's answer you like this. Matnas Kuhuna Nesinak Sidbu. When you have to give over this Matnas Kuhuna, this Maiserishin, the Torah says, Vanosa, you have to make a Maiser Nesina. You have to give it over. Therefore, the Svar could be, Chalipin, Derech Mekach Memcharu. To make a Kinyan of Chalipin, to be Matna the Maiser Rishon to the Levi, through a Kinyan Chalipin, that's no good, because Chalipin is a Derech Mekach HaMemcha. You give me this, and Agav, you give me this, I give you back something else. That's the way Kinyan Chalipin works. That's like a sale. You give me the handkerchief, and Beschus, if I get the handkerchief, I give you back the object. So that's a matter, a transaction of selling. So that's no good for Matnas Kuna. But, Metaltlim Agav Mikakoi, but when I sell you kark, I give you a property. And I got the kark, I also want to give you metalklim, nisina limti. That's like a good nisina. Therefore, the Meister Ketakabim, Rabbi Gamliel, gave was masker, rented his property to Rabbi Yeshua. And Yeshua was kind of the kark, and with the king in Agav, I'm giving you kark, I could also give you the metalklim. That's why he was kind of the Paris. But Enachnami, the king in Chotzer could be, it wouldn't be good. Because the Chotzer is only the same in the Tatsadeyu. If it's done with the Tatsadeyu, it does not help. Therefore, there's no Kasha. We have Papa Mephata says no terrorists. Dasa Cheres Mak Noisin Shani. There's a big difference over here. When Rabbi Gamliel was the one, let's say, that was owning these Paris, he had the Maiserishin. If he wants to give away the Maiserishin to Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Dasa Cheres Mak Noisin. We have his Das giving it away to Rabbi Yeshua. So then even though when Rabbi Yeshua rented this property, the property taki is a Chotzer Sheni Meshtameris, still with Das Acheres Makna, then a Chotzer Sheni Meshtameris would be kind of for you. We're only talking about in our Mishnah cases of a Mitzvah. When an object falls into your property, then we say, it is not Meshtameris for you, so the Chotzer can't be kind of for you. Only if you are Mitzvah. But in the case where there's somebody selling or giving you something, and the Kinyan you have to have is your Kinyan Chotzer, then it helps, even though it's in the Meshtameris. That's called Das Acheres Makna Yisushani. Ali Mar says, "We're not Tamer. How do we know this? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Rois and was Nachem Etzio. Piyom Rabbi Yim and Rabbi Yochanan Busher. What's Achreim or Magiim? Only because he's running after them, he gets them. He has to receive it. That's why he has a kinyan. Rots Achreim or Magiim means it's a Chotz Hamish Tameras that if he'd run after it, he could capture it. Then the Chotz was kona for him. Now Voriyim Yimi b'Maton Heich Obi Loka by Matona. Kiblu Minei Rabba Bakan Apa Pish Rots Achreim V'Yein Magiim." By a matana, I mean, somebody wants to give you a present, and he puts the animal into your chutzar, even though it's a good deer that could run so fast that you can't capture it, still for a matana would be good. Question is, my time, what's the difference? If a metziah goes into your chutzar that you can't capture, you can't run after and get it, your chutzar is not coming for you, there's no kin your chutzar, that is a chutzar shenem eshtemeros then, if you can't keep it. So by a matana, if somebody wants to give you a deer for a present, and he puts it into your chotzer. Now he's saying, if you'd run after it, you can't catch it, still the chotzer is coming for you. What's the difference? So, lav, isn't it? When we have data, cheres matna here, it's much better. Since there's a person that's giving you the matana, there's a data of the owner that's being matna, giving it to you, then your kinyan is less of a kinyan. You don't need such a big kinyan. Therefore, be it in your chotzer, it's enough. Even though send the mishtameris, still out, since the maestro is in your chotzer, then your chotzer would be coming for you. We're only saying by a metziah, there has to be a chotzer hamishtameres. There's a more kasha. Amalei Rav Simi Rav Papa Harei Get. I case of the get a dafta cheres maknoisai. Like the husband is giving the get to his wife. The Yamalu and Ula said Vushem v'tzad beisai. That even when a husband gives his wife a get, it has to be that she's standing next to the house. Like v'tzad chaser, she's standing next to the chaser. So you see, even by dafta cheres maknoisai, also we have to have oim v'tzad tzadeyu. Tomorrow says, no, shani get is much different. The Yisra bar korchei, because the husband could force his wife to receive the get. So since the get is bar korchei, here it does not help if she's not standing next to the get. Like Rashi says, she doesn't want to get the get. So since she doesn't want to get the get, therefore it has to have a shame like you're putting it into her hand. That's a big halacha. Therefore, it has to be a lochad after she's standing next to the chotzer. If she's not standing next to the chotzer, it's not cool to get came biyodo. Like here, it's not called Das Techeres Maknoisai. Das Techeres Maknoisai means when Reuben is giving you a present, so Reuben wants to give it to you, and you want to accept it. So you have both Dasim, there we say, as long as it's in your Chotzer Koldu, even the Chotzer Shenem HaShemeres, that's called a good Kenyan. But I guess where it helps even Makrocha, she doesn't want it. It's only the Baal giving it, that's not really called Das Techeres Maknoisai. So therefore, what's called the Biyodo, only with Mishtameres, that she's standing next to it. If she's not standing next to it, there would not be good. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over the list tomorrow again on the next tape. You're holding daf Yud Aleph from a base. Again, the list tomorrow again was that Rav Papa Rama Das Acheres Maknoi Seshani. Rav Papa says if you have Das Acheres that somebody is giving it over to you, then the Chotzer could be kona for you, even if you're not Oymi Vitzat Sadeh. So here by Rav Gamliel, since Rav Gamliel was the owner of the Maisa Shein, he was giving it over to Rav Yeshua, even though Rav Yeshua was not standing on the side of the field, still it helps. Samar says, I'm not telling you, how do I know this, that there's a difference between Das Acheres Makna and that? That's not we learned. Rois and Rotsen Achra Metziah, case of Al-Mishnah, and on that, Yom Rabbi Yim, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Vusha Rots Achrenu Magiyan. Then the case of Al-Mishnah, when is the Metziah? When can your Chotzer become the Metziah for you? Only if the Chayfetz will stay in your Rishus, does not run out. That if you'd run after it, you'd catch it. Because otherwise, it's not called Mishtameris in your Chotzer. And on this, Uboi Rabbi Yim, Yibamatona, what would be the halacha if a matan, if I want to give you my animal and my animal is going through your field, even in the case that you cannot run after it and catch it, is the chotzer kona for you? So kiblu b'nei rababa bar kahana that afal pi shirot sachrehen v'ein magiyan, even though if you'd run after the animal you cannot catch it, still the chotzer is kona for you. My time, what's the difference between a matana and the case of Al-Mishnah? Lav, isn't it? Mishun the Das Acheres Maknoisan Shani. That if there's a Noisan Matana, if Reuven wants to give his animal away to Shimon, so since we have Reuven's Das here helping it along, now as long as the animal is in Shimon's Rishus and his Chotzer, even though it's not Mishtameris, still it's good. So Melabai Rabbi Gamliel was also good because Rabbi Gamliel was a Das Acheres Makna. Oh, Malay Rav Simi Rav Papa, is this true? Harei get, there's a case of a get where a man wants to give a get to his wife, and the das acheres maknoisai, it's the das of the husband that's giving his get to his wife, and still the Yom Ula said, v'ushoi medes v'tzad beiso, v'tzad chatzera.
That is halacha that the husband could throw the get into his wife's house or into his wife's chotzer. That's only if she's standing next to the house or standing next to the chotzer. The question is why? Like lechura, since there's das acheres makna, since we have the das of the husband here, you're telling me you do not need oimah b'tzad sadeyu. So the answer is, I'll tell you, shani get. Get is different. The yisa b'akorcha. Because the husband could give a get to his wife even by force. Even though she does not want to receive it, still the husband could give it to her. So since it could be done by Karcha, that's why she has to be on the side of a field. So now is the question just the opposite. Mask of Lord Rashashis, Purei the Ravidi. Falav Kal V'chaimu? Isn't this a Kal V'chaimu? O ma get, madach by the parish of get. To yisei ba korchoi, that the husband could do the whole ma'is in the sin as a get, even though she does not want to receive it, even by her force. Still we could do it. And we say, well, and still the loch is what? Eloi medis betzad the base of betzad chatzayru in, eloi loi, that a get is only good if she's standing next to her chotzer, if she's standing next to a house. But if she's not standing next to them, then it's no good, even though the husband is there.